Hello, hello, what's up? This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire.
Yes. Hello, hello, yes.
Hi. We done got us some rest, y'all.
Girl, yeah, we ain't tired today.
We ain't tired this week.
We are not tired, ooh, y'all.
Holy
look.
It is hype, honey. Hype Wednesday. How about that?
I know, that's cute. Is today Wednesday?
It's Tuesday. We pre-record.
Oh, that's right.
So it's gonna be Hype Wednesday. How about that? That's because you're going out of town too.
I am going out of town tomorrow. I'm flying out to Florida. I'm going on a cruise.
I'm going
to the Bahamas.
That's so relaxing.
A cute little getaway.
Yes.
You know, I need some relaxation.
We all
relax my mind and let my conscience be free.
Yes, honey. Yes, cause honey,
it's well overdue.
Yes, cause on land, guess what? There's too much going on.
Put me on some water.
Put me on some water. That would be.
I don't really like water, but I'm gonna like it for the next 4 days.
Yeah, I do like water, but I'd rather be on the beach. Nah, I don't like cruises. I told you I did the cruise one time,
this
and I'm good.
To be honest, this is my first cruise.
Yeah, you're gonna enjoy it, but you probably won't do it again.
I won't wait for
that. Because you don't like being confined.
I don't. Because I was like, how long are we gonna be on that
boat? And the rooms,
when about that?
And the rooms are kind of small. Even if you have like an ocean view, it's still kind of small. I don't even think
we have an ocean view, girl. I read we was on the second deck. What's the second deck,
girl?
Somebody said that's the bottom.
It's like it's low bottom kind of, but you know it's good. It's almost like a little. It's like a room, like a little college dorm room.
It's smaller than that.
Smaller than that.
I can kind of picture it like a little room with two little beds, one on each side and a
little
bed.
Yes.
Is it a bathroom in the room?
Yeah, and it's like a shower. Yeah, it's a shower and a toilet. And it's tight, and you gotta roll the door.
Like on an airplane or something.
Yeah. It's like that.
You gotta roll the door.
You gotta pull the door back, like slide.
Ooh,
it's like a
slide in there.
It's tight, but it's good. So you're not gonna spend a lot of time in the room, though.
No.
You just go in there to sleep.
So back to the second deck. Somebody said it's at the bottom of the boat. I'm under the water.
Now, under the water?
Under the water in the boat.
Now, I don't know about that water.
That's what my
but it's probably low. It's probably like really low. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because ours was low. I said I'd never do that again.
Right.
Because I felt the weight. You can feel the water hitting the side. Yeah. At night, you can feel it and it dips
a little bit.
You won't get sick, but get the band too.
There's a band you can get.
Like a sickness band?
Yeah.
Anti-sickness? Yeah, it's like a motion sickness.
Okay. I get that on the boat.
You can get that before you leave.
What about the pills you can take?
Yeah, you can take the pills. Yeah, you can take the pills and do it.
So you got a trip going on a cruise, y'all.
Yeah.
First cruise
for Hellfire, y'all. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah, flying out of Florida, returning back in a couple of days. So, you know, y'all pray for me and wish me well.
You'll be fine, girl. She'll be fine. We're going to be praying.
Yeah, I'm excited, though. It's my friend's birthday.
Hey. What's up, Yetta? Happy birthday, Yetta.
Yes, she's turning 21 again.
Yes, we all 21 for the rest of our lives.
Yes,
that's honey. It. Forever 21.
Forever 21.
So I'm excited. Yeah, you should be. You need it.
And you going to your family reunion.
I have my family reunion this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my nephew called today and asked me, what time are you coming? So I'll be there Saturday. They want to make sure.
Yeah.
So I'll be there Saturday. I'm trying to get my motorcycle battery done, girl.
Right. We've been dealing with that for a minute.
Well,
but what happened?
I found one. I just left it in the garage and hadn't rode it since that day.
So
I did find one. And they had to charge it. Now, I didn't know. When you buy a battery, you have to have it charged, and then you go back. So I have to pick it up tomorrow.
Okay.
So you have to charge it for 5 hours.
But you was charging it at home. What happened?
Yeah, but that's not.
It's not strong enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's set up too long, because after the storm, it just kind of
died. It just sat there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you riding your bike home.
I'm going to ride my bike.
You know, speaking of bike, I got my gloves.
You got your gloves, girl.
Yes,
we got to get your ponytails on the helmet so we can roll out.
I'm going to give them to you so you can take them. I'll put them
on there. And because we have it's a biker, you know, Galveston has the big bike rally. It's in November.
Okay.
But we have to get ready for that because that's going to be real cute.
Yeah.
It's
always cute.
So, hey, biker girls, y'all shout out to us. Let us know what's going on, y'all. We're trying to get ready, but it's been so hot.
Biker friends. Biker girlfriends. Sexy biker girls, yeah.
Yeah, I think I want to put together a ride for breast cancer.
October.
Yeah,
that's good.
A pink ride or something. Mm-hmm. Or maybe join someone. They probably already have one going on and join one, you know.
If not, we'll put one together.
We'll put one together. Yeah. Holy Water Hellfire,
pink ride, bike rally for cancer.
For cancer.
For all you beautiful cancer survivors.
Yes, God.
Yes, God, sis. You be the leader of that.
Yes. 16 years. So, hey, y'all, guess what we're going to talk about this week? Everything.
We just talking.
We freestyle.
Can we talk?
Girls, okay.
Can we talk? Why somebody said, was like, yeah, can we talk?
Oh, yeah.
And then they also did another little hashtag line that I've been saying. I thought, oh, you stalking me now?
Right, stalker.
We have
a few little stalkers out there. Let's be honest. So in case y'all don't know, our hashtag, holy water, is let's be honest.
Can we talk? Who made the rules?
And who made the rules?
Anyway.
Yes. So y'all got that? So here's the thing. We try to be so prim and proper and bougie and honey, have every little hair in peace. But guess what?
every little hair in peace, girl.
Every little hair on the wig. Girl, speaking of that, girl, oh my God, wig almost shifted today.
Oh, when you were in motion.
In motion, girl. I was like, oops.
Oops.
Honey, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Put that wig down.
Hold that stroke.
Yes, that's what we're going to talk about, y'all. You know what? It's just good to be free. It's good to be able to talk about life, your ups and your downs, the good and the bad.
And all in between.
And everything in between.
Yeah, and I mean everything.
Everything.
In between. Everything.
Because it's just crazy, you know. And on a more serious note, I told you I was reading today where Michelle with Destiny's Child checked herself into a mental institution because she's suffering from depression. And I think that a lot of people in entertainment in general are pretending to be happy all the time, like you have it together, and there's no room for error.
No.
I think that's affected her over the years.
I agree. And I think we were talking earlier where I told you she would come and get her hair fixed at, you know, where I used to work. And she would be in there and she would kind of be zoned out. She wasn't really participating in the conversations that was going on. She didn't even realize the conversations were going on
just
around
in her.
She was just in her own world. And I made a statement to the stylist that was doing her hair. And I said, what's going on with her? And she said, girl, I don't know. I think she's just in her own world.
Wow.
And like you just stated, it just has a lot to do with that celebrity status.
Yeah. You really don't smile all the time.
You know, having a smile all the time, meeting people you don't know, acting like you like these people, and just not in a good place in your own reality.
Not being true to yourself.
But you don't even know, I think, as far as her and other people like her, don't even know how to be true to
yourself. Who are you?
Because they don't know who they are.
Who are you? So that's the thing. You have to get to the bottom of who you are. And sometimes that means peeling back some of those layers and those walls that we put up, or these, I don't know,
these
images that people have given us.
I have to be this way.
100, look.
But you know, I'm going to be honest, you know, I don't even know who I am, and I'm going to be really honest, really honest right now.
Yeah.
This morning, and I can say, actually, this morning, today is Tuesday, July 17th, I was in the bathroom, and I was just going around listening to different motivational speakers, and I think I sent you something as well, And girl, I just literally just broke down.
You did?
I did, sis.
So was it more like a cleansing,
it was purging? It was more like a purging, because I'm like, I do so many things, I've done so many things, just like yourself, we have so many different avenues we can go as far as like,
business.
You know, producing money, and things like that. But I want to know, like, who am I?
What's my purpose? Yeah.
Where am I going?
Let me operate in that.
Yeah. And it's so hard for me to, I'm trying to find that, like, at this age, I should know, but I'm still having growing pains.
Well, no, I say, and I agree, true, but you say at this age, I should know. No, because everything is seasonal.
Mm.
So here's how it works. At 20, your season for that
is 20.
Is
that whatever?
And at 30, Yeah, because seasons change, just like God changed it from summer, spring, winter, fall. Mm-hmm. It's not going to go from this to this and stay. And I think that's one of the misconceptions we have. Like, oh, I should know my purpose. I should be working in that. But once that purpose is complete, then now it's time to move into the next season. And it's just about searching. So you're just in another place in your life.
I'm in the second phase of my life.
In the second phase of your life, as we all are.
Yeah, where are we?
And so that's what we're supposed to be doing, though.
I don't like it. But I know it's a transition.
It's a transition, yeah.
And I have to go through it. And everybody that I talk to is going through the same thing.
Yeah, me too.
And even Bryce, my son, said, he was like, Mama, I don't understand. He said, do you know, everybody in your age group, all my friends' parents are in the same place.
Searching.
Lost.
Searching. For
searching.
Something. Yeah.
He's like, Mom, y'all lost, y'all searching. And not that y'all lost, it's just that now
just
y'all
searching.
In a different
place. Yeah.
And
you're
like, where am I supposed to be?
Right.
Where am I going? What do I want? He said, we all stressed out.
Yes, the world has stressed us out. Yes.
He said, we all stressed out.
Well, we're tired too. We're tired.
And we're afraid.
We're scared.
Not knowing what tomorrow is going to bring.
Because at this point, okay, we're getting closer to retiring and having everything done and trying to make sure the kids are okay.
And nothing is paid off.
And nothing is paid off. Well, I mean, it's designed. Nobody's ever going to have anything paid off.
Yeah, it is to make the world go around.
So we're trying to figure, like, man, I still have this, that, and I need to be here, you know. And so that's just with all of us. Because I'll be honest, I'm tired of doing hair.
I know you know.
I'm ready. I'm trying to sell the barbershop, and I've had two buyers, and they just fall through. So I'm like, okay, God,
what are you saying
right now? So I told my realtor today. I was like, listen, let me just stand still for a minute because I want to sell it. I want to do the boutique. I want to do all that. Then you look up, and there's 50,000 boutiques all over the place, and it's just so everything's saturated, and you just don't know.
Yeah, it's so saturated.
And to go to work for someone when we've owned our own businesses for so long,
it's so hard.
That's, we don't want to do that. So, yeah.
But it's so hard. It's mentally challenging. You have to have a change of mindset.
It is. It's a complete
change. And I'm trying to find what motivates me right now. Like, nothing really motivates me. Like, what am I supposed to be doing? What's my purpose?
You don't know what motivates
you. So back to my cleansing, I just literally cried, and it was a cleansing, and I was like, but you know what? What really, really, really made me cry? I was thinking about not what I don't have, but honestly that when you really think about life and you take such a deep breath and you breathe in and then you breathe out and you realize that you just woke up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's the blessing within itself.
That's the blessing.
And so that's what made me cry and realize, like,
I'm blessed.
You woke up.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Yeah. Like, I'm worried about bills. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about what I don't have. Let me just stand in and be thankful for what I do
in
have.
In this moment, yeah.
In this moment that I woke up, let me be thankful that I'm able to fill my lungs with air and release it.
Yeah.
And some of my friends and clients and people that I know are not in this place. They're gone.
Yeah.
I can still see my kids. I can still love my kids. I can still touch. I can still hug. I can still feel. And I'm standing vertical and not horizontal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm alive.
And that's how you have to look at it.
And so that's what really, really made me just like purge and cleanse myself and say, you know what? Just let me be thankful that I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah, and that's it. You know.
And everybody, I mean, we don't even stop to be thankful. We worried about what we don't have. We don't even think about what we do have.
Yeah.
That's the only prayer.
But those moments.
Yeah.
I do. I stop and I'm like, God, you know what?
Thank you.
And I spend a lot of time just thanking God. Because even at this point in our lives, we can also see people that are still here that don't have what we have at this point in our lives. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I do take that time to say thank you. And I try not to worry so much about how this is going to get done or how this is going to meet. Because if I sit down and I look at all of my bills, calculate. You had to be something like that.
I'll be crazy.
I never calculate my bills.
Ooh, I hate that.
I never calculate my bills.
I calculated some bills yesterday and I got depressed.
I don't do that because I trust God. I put it on the counter and say, okay, God, this is yours. This is yours to pay. Because he promised me that he'd provide and take care of all of my needs. So that's kind of how you have to do it. And that's where we are. I think in this season, God has removed the one thing that man depends on so much, money. So, you know, I think
we are driven by money.
We are, but we shouldn't be driven by money.
We shouldn't be.
And so I think that the shift is happening in order to get us back aligned.
To grab our attention. Yes.
Align us.
Yes. Oh my
We're
God.
Falling in. It's aligning us. And I just shared something earlier about the alignment and how everybody is being shifted. They might not say it, but
they
and if
are.
You don't feel that shift, something is going on with you spiritually. Check your soul. Get your soul right. But it's a shift that's happening, and God is saying, okay, my children, y'all been depending on money so much. Let me move this out of your way, because every city, every country is going through something catastrophic that and it's kind of shutting down the economy, period. It's bad for
it's
everybody.
So bad.
And I don't care how you dress it up or try to make it look. When you're accustomed to making a couple of six figures a year and you're looking at how your money isn't coming in, yeah. It's an issue.
It's bad and it's sad. For
doctors,
everybody.
Lawyers, everybody.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Doctors,
they're
lawyers.
Selling their businesses and things.
Yeah,
out.
They can't even stand to be independent anymore. They have to go work for a corporation.
Yeah.
Kelsey Sebo, Indiana.
Yeah. I have a lot of my
Texas
clients.
Children.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
On
and
their
I
own
mean,
planet.
I'm yeah. just, I'm trying to figure this thing called life out.
You will. You've done such a great job with it already.
Well,
look,
thank you, sis.
Thanks,
all that water.
Yeah, you've done such a great job. You know, so
have you, but it's just hard trying to keep it all glued together.
Yeah, and that's where you just
you
have
know,
to
like, I feel like my glue is detaching.
It's coming apart.
It's coming apart.
Well, and I think at this phase in life, we have to realize what's more important. And what's more important for us now is family. You know, you start thinking, yeah, I had the nice cars, the 20 and 30, 40. We drive nice cars now.
Right,
but is that really what it's all about?
It's so nice.
It's not. You know, I wish I want to fall in love and move to a little island somewhere, not have to put on shoes, walk in the sand bare
like
feet all day.
That's
yes. Wake up to the ocean.
The sounds of the ocean. The
fish.
Sounds
go
of the
and
bird.
Catch my food. Can we go fishing today?
Can I go catch some
go
fresh
catch the
fish?
Food, baby. You know.
Go catch the
go
food.
Catch go catch the food.
Go pull a cabbage, baby, out the garden. Pour me some
the
peas.
The simple
and corn.
Thing. The simple thing.
But you know, why does it take for us to get to this age to understand and realize that that's what's important?
Because that's how God allows you to be a babe, and he allows you to grow. You know, it's called growth. You know, it's growth.
No, it's called maturity.
Because yeah.
I know some grown stupid people.
That too. You're going to put your eye out in a minute. If you
I
follow that star again.
Yeah. I don't need glasses on the cruise. I'm
but it is still growth. Because some people are grown but never grow.
Right, because you can be in a coma and get older.
So
and
it's
growth.
You know, it's growth.
It's growth.
And I think at this
maturity.
Point in our life, we do start downsizing and trying to figure out you
what's
know,
really important.
What's
and
really
what we
important.
Really need. What
our
really
needs
need.
And not our wants. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what we start to figure out.
Yeah.
I don't
point,
need this.
I don't
want this, but I need that.
Right. And that's just where we are. So
right.
it's good. But then on the flip side, too, you know, we're trying to make sure our kids are okay. So, in speaking of kids, we were talking the other day in the salon where we were saying that most other cultures keep their kids for years. They stay. They never move out of the house.
Yeah.
They help them become mm-hmm. independent in the house. With us, at 18, 19, you got to leave out. You got to go
Not
to school.
Not me, but so I understand what us as a culture.
Growing up.
Yeah,
yeah
as a
and,
culture. Yeah.
But I, you know, we have to kind of keep our kids around a little longer because it's hard. So we're still taking care of our boys. So it's not, if it was just you, it would be easier,
mm-hmm.
but we have kids,
mm-hmm.
so I think that's the thing too. You know,
it is
it's hard.
Thing. It is. It's hard because you know we feel, not that we feel we are responsible for our kids, and in addition to the kids, like you mentioned, as a culture, we do say, okay, he's grown at 18, but as
you
a
need
culture,
to be on your own.
Yeah, they really 18 is an age. It's just a number. It doesn't mean
wrong.
That you're mature. You know, maturity comes with experience
right.
and exposure, not with age.
Yeah.
And so I've always said that my kids, to be honest with you, and my parents did the same thing with us. We could stay home as long as we wanted to. We could be like, if I need to go home right now today,
you can go home. Yeah.
I can go
Me
home.
Too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I always said my kids can stay home as long.
Yeah.
As they need to.
Yeah.
But you're going to be responsible.
Yeah, you're going to pay
a cable bill, a bill.
Light
bill.
Yeah, you're going to get up and go to work.
You're going to go to work.
Yeah,
but
you're going to go to
kids,
work.
I feel like my kids do not I don't even want them to move out because you know why? Because I'm so afraid of the worm. I'm afraid.
Yeah.
But I know they got to
move. They have to get out there.
My oldest son can stay home till he get married, honestly.
Yeah, my oldest son's out, but he's much older. You know, Julius will be 28.
He's out at age. Yeah, he's at a good age to be out.
Yeah, so he's almost 30. But my baby, Malik's 23. So he told me, Mom, I'm moving out in a month. I was like, really? You just got a job and you're going to move out in a month? Let me see.
Don't even understand.
Oh, my God, girl.
Because minimum wage is what?
$8?
Yeah. And then if they make $10, your rent is going to be at least $900.
Yeah, $12. He want to live in Berlin.
So you got a $900 rent, a $300 car note.
Insurance.
That's 12.
Insurance.
Then you got
$300
insurance.
What's that?
Phone bill. 30, 40, 15.
The phone bill.
Your cell phone bill, which is like $150. So you only make it $2,000 a month.
You are not going to be. You do not have enough money. And I just told him, I said, son, you don't have to.
Not to have extra.
No. I said, you don't have to move out. Just stay here until you're ready, and then just pay the light bill.
Right. Help me.
Help me help you.
Help me help you.
Yeah. Right. And I think also because we're not married.
Right.
So
anymore.
Yeah, because so
we've been married, honey.
Yes, honey.
And
we were married.
Had plenty of proposals and still have some. I had to deny proposals.
Tearing this stuff down. It's not that we can't get married. But you know, I don't want to be married now. I say that now, but I will be married.
But I do need a man.
I will get married again. Mm-hmm. The right man. But I think because we don't have that
support. The right
man?
What is the right man? That's another conversation.
The right man. Well, he was there. I know what's wrong.
So you do know what's wrong.
I know what's wrong.
So if it ain't what's wrong, then you think
I think it's right. It got to be right.
Because I know what I don't want.
I know what I don't want.
Right.
So, yeah, but I think, you can say that, but listen, having a husband doesn't mean you have help either.
We do know. Well,
I know that.
You know that.
I know that. And I know a lot of people that know that. So you look at a lot of relationships where the woman is really the sole provider. You know what I mean? He's just kind of riding the little coattail.
But that's the woman's fault, though.
It is the woman's fault. But I mean,
But I've heard before, sometimes the man does come in helping, but he doesn't end up helping.
Yeah.
So when he comes in helping, he is helping. But at the end of throughout the relationship, he just gets so comfortable.
Yeah,
and doesn't feel like he has.
Yeah, and I'm not saying for men that don't. Now you have some men who make less money than their wives. They do the best they can.
And that's
I'm
okay
talking about the ones that don't do anything and don't want to.
That don't like work and work don't like them.
So that happens. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have help because you have a husband. Not these days.
But you know what? Some women just want a husband and they don't care about.
They don't care. Yeah. No, I care about that. I care about if I have lights and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't want anybody to pick anything up.
Yeah.
No, I can't even like you and I have a bill due.
My mental capacity would not allow me to even make love to you if I know I got a pink slip on the bar.
Yeah, you can't. It's like my grandmother would say, I can do bad all by myself. I don't need no help. To starve to death.
And like my grandmother said, you sitting on a gold mine. You sitting on your pocketbook.
Oh my God, you sitting down in there. But
you know what the grandmother said? You should never be broke because you sitting on.
But listen, that worked for them. But listen, the value of that has depreciated. And let me tell
you. That's because they give it away.
Well, I mean, it's not the same back then. What they raised us on and the things they taught us, you can't apply that today in today's society. Men don't make the money that they used to make.
Well, no.
And they can go get it anywhere.
Anyway. Well, I think they do make the money they used to make. They just don't.
Who?
Well, I'm just going to say they don't give. Well, there are some men that make the money that they used to make, but they just don't share the way they used to. Because
maybe so.
Women do not request.
Require, request,
both, you know, to give them what they want as a woman.
Yeah.
So they don't feel like they don't have to share.
Yeah.
They get it free. If they got to pay me, then they don't have to. They don't want to pay me or not pay me or help me when they can go over there to to her and get it for free. You know what I'm saying? She just want a man. She just want somebody in her company. She don't want any help. Now she needs help because she has kids and she has rent. Bills. But at the end of the day, she's not requesting or requiring any help. She doesn't have, you know, she doesn't have any priorities.
Yeah. So then that is an issue. So what do you think about when I saw Obama spoke in Africa yesterday. Did you see that?
I did.
He spoke in South Africa yesterday. He did the they had him do a speech for to commemorate Nelson Mandela.
Oh yeah.
And it was so profound. It was so amazing. And some of the things he said, I mean, he just speaks like a president. He's so presidential.
He is.
And it's, you know, he talked about.
But he really didn't do nothing for black people. That's
He represented the country well.
I like Obama though.
Yeah. Well, he did. He spoke, but he did speak about the crimes and the economy and how things are so bad.
He's speaking more now that he's not the president because he can.
Yeah, how things are so bad right now. And that we need change, you know, we really do, because we're suffering.
But you know what, we are as an economy.
Yeah, the economy as a whole, all of us, the country is suffering. I mean, unemployment is at an all-time high. People don't have insurance. You know, it's just so much going on. It's a lot. And when that's happening, even as you said before, with the storm, people can't get themselves together because they're worried about, oh, well, what if the next storm come? Or what if I have a hard time? So they're holding on. People aren't spending money. You can't get your house repaired from this flood. And we're already back in hurricane season. So it's a lot. It's a lot going on.
And actually, a couple of weeks ago when it flooded real quick in Houston, a lot of people that had flooded, then Harvey flooded again.
They actually did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I didn't know that it flooded again.
It is hard. But I think as a culture, as black people, as a culture, I think if we would come together, which we're not, but I think if we could.
Yeah.
I think if we would come together, we would be.
We would be much greater.
We would be much greater.
We would definitely
accomplish a lot more.
But that's the
issue. Even if we all got $1,000 together and just bought some property or put down payment on the property.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And flipped it. And we only made $2,000 a piece after we sold it.
Prime example, these girls, I have to read it, but I kind of saw it in my news feed. I'm going to go back later. Three girls in New Orleans came together and helped each other become millionaires. And I wanted to read it and finish reading all of it, but I couldn't get to it. And so somebody wrote under saying, see, this is what I'm saying.
Why don't we
support each other? And I'm not sure what they did, but I'm going to go back and read it.
I bet it was in real estate.
Yeah, it may have been. It may have been something. And I didn't read the article because I was trying to get ready and all that. But yeah, that's what it's going to take. Supporting each other to get there, but we're so worried about what this one has or how much you know. If you have more than me, I don't want to help you, and that's just
or
the problem.
You gonna gain more than
me. So that's an issue for us.
But you know, that issue has just been embedded in us. We have to put that to the side and just and focus on the prize.
Yeah.
Focus on the goal.
Keep your eye on the prize.
Keep your eyes on the prize and focus on the goal.
Yeah, I'm
and and we can recondition our minds.
That's what it is.
To not think like that.
We have to recondition our minds, girl.
Because I think if we all could get together and put a couple of $1,000s together and buy Chick-fil-A or Cane or McDonald's or something.
I mean, really? Why haven't we done that yet? I need to find, listen, y'all, we need five other people besides us to come to us as investors, ladies. Gentlemen,
come on, ladies.
Come on, let's get together. Let's make this $1 million. Everybody, let's come together. Let's buy a franchise. Let's do something.
Yeah, even if we just buy some real estate, even if we just buy one house and flip it,
then something, you know. And that's how you build, and that's how you help each other. But we're so afraid
of investing, though. We're afraid to invest money to make money.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm gonna be honest, like, I'm not afraid of debt. I'm really not.
I mean, I would take a chance, of course, because we even started a business
and shut them down.
I didn't start
a business and shut it down, and I'm in a negative right now, to be honest with you. But I'm like, okay, it is what it is. I'll make up for it. I'll start something new.
It's gonna come, you know. And that's what it is with business. Business,
you
it's
win,
a gamble.
You lose. Yeah,
it's a gamble. You win some, you lose some. And so, and the whole thing is you just have to stay in the game. You can't quit. You can't give up.
You
That's cannot, what it's about.
You gotta keep playing the game.
You have to.
You got to keep rolling the dice.
Girl. So, you guys, I don't know what y'all are going through. We sit and we talk all the time about family and where we are and
family, finances.
The finances and relationships and all that stuff.
Relationships.
All that good stuff.
Kids.
And that's just what it is right now. At this point, that's all you should be talking about. Because we're not turning up and lit. And girl, I was lit.
Girl, I'm too tired
girl, I'm to be lit. I don't get lit.
I get lit for like 15 minutes.
15 good minutes.
You know what? Speaking of lit, we're going to go a little lit. Longer, y'all. But I can't even do the goddamn wobble wobble the whole damn song.
Not the whole song. Because I be tired. It ain't no lit. But everybody is lit and turned up. And I'm like, what are they doing? I see people that are out all the time. My age. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Girl, what are you
it's
doing?
It's more to life than being lit.
It is more to life than being lit.
I need
lit.
To be lit at the bank.
Can I be
Can
lit
I be
at the bank?
Bank?
Can I be lit?
Can my zeros be lit?
Yeah, can I do that? So, no, honey. We're not lit.
No, I can't get lit. No, I'm too tired to be lit.
Uh-uh.
But, at the end of the day, like you said, we need to come together and just help each other out. Like we were discussing not too long ago, like literally, we need to move together.
Buy a house. Yeah,
buy a house together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like buy a house together and live there with our kids and everything. Because you and I calculated the numbers. When we calculate the numbers, it's really like...
It's like $2,000 a month to pay everything. That's the mortgage and
the
bills.
With a $5,000 square foot
house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the plan.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, at the end of the day, I was looking at sell this $1 million house.
Yeah.
And so 50 Cent bought Mike Tyson's house, right?
Uh-huh.
So Mike Tyson's house is 50,000 square feet and he was selling it for like almost $5 million.
Wow, that is huge.
So I'm saying, and it had 6 kitchens.
Whew.
So just imagine if we had 6 families.
Yeah.
It was 25 bedrooms.
Could go in together.
And live in that one house.
Yeah, we could do that.
We could do that.
But why won't we do it? The problem is...
That's the whole question. Why won't we do it?
We need to wake up. We're so asleep.
Why won't we do it? Because 50 was trying to sell it. 50 was like, I don't need all this house. I don't want all this house. But do you know what? The guy ended up finding a buyer to buy the house. And you know what 50 said?
What did he say?
I don't want to sell it.
Why?
I'm going to give it to charity.
Wow.
He said, I'm going to give it to the organization, my favorite charity, which was like... underprivileged kids.
Okay.
And they can come there and stay in the house and use it like a camp house.
Oh, wow. That was nice.
That was so sweet.
That was so sweet.
But I'm saying, I'll have to say, if 6 families got together to stay in that house, even 10 families.
Even a smaller.
Like a village.
Yeah. But we can't do that. We didn't kill the village. You know, the Bible says it takes a village to raise a kid. It takes a village for us to stay together, for us to be okay. But we done burned down the villages.
You know why we done burned down? We done burned down the villages so bad, so we don't even know our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know the people in between me, like to my right, to my left. But to be honest, I don't even know the people across the street or around the corner.
It's just crazy like
but
that.
My kids don't, but I'm like, why I don't know these people?
Because
I'm just as guilty. I don't even get out to try to know them. I do, though.
Yeah, we don't. Because the work so much and we're so tired. Yeah, it takes a
minute. But my neighbor across the street, girl, my son knows her, Bryce knows her. She's an older lady, girl. She be sending us food, pies, and barbecue. And if I tell you, I have not made it across the street like maybe 25 years.
And you've been here how long?
20 years.
That's
I have not,
not
made
good.
It across the street to even thank her for the pie that I just ate yesterday.
Oh my God. You got to do better, Hellfire.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I was like, Bryce would come in and be like, oh, mama, Miss, I don't even know her name to be honest.
Neighbor, Miss Neighbor.
Grandma, but she's all like, Grandma, she done did it again. I was like,
she gave her some.
And every time he brings some, I'm like, oh, I'm about to go over there and thank her.
And don't ever, just send her a card at least.
No, sis, I don't want to go over there and knock on her door.
You
don't
have
water.
To go.
I'm about to go over there and just hey, I ate all your food.
Thank
really
you so
good.
Much.
Thank you so
and what's
much.
What's your name?
Again, what's your name?
That's it. So, yeah, girl, but we're just at that age, y'all. We're at that age where we're just trying to sort it out, figure it out, figure out our next move. Our purpose, you know, what we want to do.
Yeah, what we want to do.
Yeah.
Cried out God like I did.
Yeah, yep, I cried it out.
Girl, I cried out. I was like, I'm thankful.
Yeah,
That's the only prayer that's really, I'm not going to say the only prayer, but that's the most prevalent prayer. It's just to say thank you.
Yeah, thank you
for getting up. Thank you for breathing. Thank you for feeling the breath in my body. I can feel my lungs with air. Just thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know there's an order in the pray in which to pray. And before you ask for your supplement, until you thank God, he don't even hear your request.
Girl, I thank him today. Thank him all the time. But girl, today I was like,
thank you, Lord. That old ugly cry.
Thank you. And maybe you may not call him God. You may call him High Power.
Jehovah.
Yeah. What's the other one?
Oh, girl.
It's so many.
So many. Yahweh.
Yeah, but whatever, Yahweh, whatever you call him, just thank him. Thank him.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you for waking me up this morning.
Yes.
All right.
So, you guys, that's it for this week, y'all. We'll come back to y'all after Hellfire goes on her vacation, and she's going to be all vibrant.
I come back Monday.
Free,
yes.
And we'll have something else for y'all.
I'm sorry.
But in the meantime, y'all give us some ideas. Call us, email us, hit us up on Facebook. Y'all want to go into business together, let us know.
Yes, we can do
that.
This.
We can do that. Let's buy us a franchise. We are not playing. So, until we see y'all again.
I am Hellfire, and if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please hit us up on our email at Holy Water and Hellfire. Is it
talk at Holy Water
and Hellfire? You can check us out on our website at holywaterandhellfire.com. Our Instagram, Holy Water and Hellfire. Our Facebook, Holy Water and Hellfire.
Our Twitter,
Holy Water and Hellfire.
Yeah, and if y'all have an event and y'all want us to host it, y'all send us the information. We'll come out and host your events. We will set up. We will do live podcast shows for you guys. So hit us up, y'all. We're here for you.
Actually, speaking of events, we will be doing an event really, really soon, y'all.
Yeah.
It will be very
It's a red carpet event.
We're gonna do that.
Yeah,
and that's the ZBT Awards.
Yeah, we have that.
Zydeco Blues and Trail Rides.
Yeah.
That's in November or December.
November, December, I believe.
So we're gonna be doing a red carpet. But no, we're gonna be doing an event soon.
Yes.
Coming soon to a city near you. So,
we can cry it out, bring your napkins and everything.
Y'all might see me cry.
We're gonna cry it out. All right, y'all. This is Holy Water.
This is Hellfire.
We'll see y'all later.
Bye bye.